We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Avat Chesed, and we're up to the footnote about mixed dancing. And already numerous holy works have already protested and exclaimed about this. Can one take it lightly what our sages said, that if one looks at a woman with intent, meaning obviously we see women all the time, that's okay, but there's looking at a woman with intent, where a person wants to take in her beauty. So there Chazal said, even if you're just going to look at her pinky, but if the reason you're looking is because you want to enjoy your pinky, so then it doesn't matter if you have Torah and good deeds, a person will go to perdition for that. You're not allowed to be staring at any part of her because you want to take in her beauty. That's speaking about just looking. How much more so if he's dancing with her? Here there's the transgression. We say it in Kriyat Shema every day. Don't go after your hearts and eyes, which are always looking to go to forbidden pastures. Lefimash Pershu Chazal, our sages said, look at the Sefer HaChinuch. V'gam al madichtiv nishmatam kol davar ra. We have another mitzvah in Torah. It says, stay away, watch yourself from things that are bad. V'amu Chazal, our sages taught, shu'azra shlo yarer adam bayom. Ooh, this is an important, a very important point. Our sages said, v'nishmatam kol davar ra. What's it talking about? It says, be careful, don't do anything bad. I know, I have a whole Torah. What does that mean? Be careful, don't do anything bad. So it says, you're going out to war. Be careful in your camps. Don't do anything bad. So our sages said, it's telling us, it's a warning. Shelo ya'arer adam bayom, a person shouldn't have improper thoughts by day, immodest thoughts by day. Ve'yavo lidei tumah balayla. And then he'll end up having an emission at night. Harei da'afilu iru be'alma belibo shu shelo kog nasrat Torah. Here we have a very interesting mitzvah that people are unaware of. The Torah warned us by day not to daydream about immodest things. Now there's another Gemara you guys have to know. The Gemara says that no one completes a day without having an improper thought. Meaning the part of human nature is that our mind wanders in that direction. And the Gemara also says that if a person's married, so then he has pat bisalo. Then by having a wife, it's as though you're traveling and you have bread in your basket. So you're less hungry because, you know, whenever you want to eat, you have it there. The same is true when a person's married. So he can have more control over his desires because he knows he's got bread in his basket, so to speak. So here the halacha is warning us, even though a person will have here and there that his mind wanders in the wrong direction, he's got to nip it at the bud and steer it in the right direction. Think about something else. So
if your eyes catch something, it's not a bad thing that you might accidentally look, but you just don't dwell on it.
Right, for sure. For sure. And when a person's careful with it, then instinctively people around him behave differently. Meaning if you're really careful, so then people will be respectful of it. I see it all the time. Yeah. Even now in the summer, where things are very immodest, but if people see you're not looking, your head is in a book, you're doing other things, people sense it and they try to be respectful of it.
Yeah, just recently, I have two sisters that just decided to dress modestly. Just recently, I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's not easy.
They said they're more aware of it now, that when they walk around religious people, they always felt uncomfortable. They would see that
that's what I'm saying, right? That's what happens. I had a meeting at a bank, and the woman, it was a summer afternoon, and I didn't know if I was meeting a man or a woman, and she was dressed immodestly. So I, you know, when I spoke to her, I looked her in the face, and other than that, I kept my head down at the papers we were talking about. I didn't say a word. She got up, she took one of those shawls, covered herself. Yeah, I'm saying I see it all the time. When you don't not rebuke anyone, just when a person tries to be careful with his own eyes, so then the other person respects it. And they, so I'm saying you're not only doing yourself a favor, you're doing the other person a favor. People, yeah, we don't have to work on others, we have to work on ourselves. That's hard enough. Yeah. So this is a very interesting prohibition. Because ordinarily the Torah says don't do something. Here the Torah is saying don't allow something to happen as a result of what you've done. That's very different. Ordinarily we don't say that in biblical law. This is the one exception where the Torah says be careful, don't have improper thoughts, that in the end, at night, you won't have any control, the person will have any mission. Yeah, that's because he should have had control by day. He should have controlled his thoughts. Yeah, certainly here, a person's going to openly going to do something that would bring him to improper thoughts and to look improperly. And undoubtedly, ultimately, it'll bring him to defiling himself. So that's point number one. So Chafetz Chaim says, for sure, a person has to be careful with this with regards to mixed dancing. If our sages said you can't look at a pinky, obviously, mixed dancing is out of the question.